Oh, okay, we're starting?
Don't do it that fast after I clap.
Why not?
You need a second.
I need a second so I can edit it out.
All right, well, then clap again. Okay, there's your 1 second.
Yeah, I like
took
that.
A beat.
That's better.
All right, fine. Welcome to the Tough Questions Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Sheen, with his co-host, Tim McLaughlin.
Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a great day.
And today we're here with guest Christopher Scopo.
Thank
pick,
you.
Pick a microphone. Which
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We're going to get interviewed here.
We're down a microphone today, so we're kind of doing like an ambient sound sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if you have to lean towards one of us, just pick one. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which one I like, I'm like more in the moment.
Jeff, point your microphone more towards you a little.
Okay, I'll point it more towards me.
First of all, don't use the word ambient. I don't know what that means.
I mean, I think it means around.
Okay.
Ambient?
Yeah.
You act like you know what the word means.
I know what it means in context.
It means it's a sleeping pill.
Ambient.
Ambient.
Yeah.
Right? You take that and then you get to tweet whatever you want.
Yeah. You take ambient.
And then you lose the TV show.
That's right.
Let's see. All right, so Chris, you know what this is, right?
Tough questions.
I ask you questions, you got to answer me, and I'm going to score you at the end.
Oh, you score them?
Yeah, you get scored.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the scoring part.
If you do a bad job, I give you a low score. And then if you get below a 5, no plugs.
I mean, listen. I'm jacked up here. Let's go. I'm jacked up. I got some tough questions for you guys.
No, we don't answer questions. Oh, and then we do the Patreon episode, which you can subscribe to. And then after you leave, we talk about you and your answers.
Oh, I can't wait. You guys have a lot of shit about me.
Mm-hmm. So subscribe to patreon.com/toughquestions. And if you subscribe to the Patreon, you can ask Jeff a tough question that he has to answer. And you can also ask a tough question that we have to ask the guests.
Holy smokes, what a deal.
Recently, a tough question asked to Jeff was, what is the definition of integrity and do you have any?
No way. You had no integrity.
Wait, what did I say? What was my answer?
You hemmed and hawed for about 10 minutes until you finally figured it out.
Oh, okay.
And then Micah decided you did have integrity because you act like a piece of shit all of the time.
Right. I'm not putting it on.
I guess
that's integral.
That's what Micah was saying, that he does have integrity because he's always a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out Micah Fox on some of the episodes sometimes.
Oh.
Hey, can I say you guys are my two favorite Midwestern whites?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Two favorite Midwestern whites.
Let's go.
All right, good. All right, let's go. All right, I know you're trying to get your score up a little bit higher.
I was. It's called baiting them, you know?
It's working.
Yeah, I like it.
I have nothing to do with the score, though. I'm just here to be funny.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to be funny.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You gotta answer truthfully. I'll do all the funny stuff.
Yeah, no funny talk, all right? Just give me some...
If you're too funny, your points go down.
Yeah, I don't like funny answers. So here's the first question, all right? Don't be funny.
Okay.
All right. What are some positives and negatives about your body?
Ooh.
And how do you deal with them?
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're getting good here.
Yeah.
You know,
positives?
No one asks men about their bodies.
Yeah.
Let's hear.
Fat ass. Fat ass.
That's too funny and too loud.
No. I like
yell
I got a
mic.
Big old butt that the black ladies like.
That's good.
Uh-huh. I got a big old butt about it.
So you got a big butt. That's a positive?
Women like it. Women like the butt. Opposite of Sheen.
Yes. I don't have a butt.
No. You're a little skinny little rail.
All right. It'll cost you.
Yeah.
But so we got a big ass. All right, now what are some negatives? Give me some more positives. Give me a few more.
I'm very broken right now, so I work out a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I work out a lot, so I have abs.
You got abs?
I got some abs underneath there.
Do you believe it, Tim?
Yeah.
I do believe it. I know that he's been working out, and people have said that he has abs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The word's going around the scene. Not my comedy, but my abs are going around the comedy scene.
So we got a big ass. We got abs.
Yes. Big ass.
One more
abs.
Positive.
I'd say I got nice shoulders.
Oh, shoulders.
I'll go with shoulders.
Yeah?
You got good shoulders?
Yeah, you got broad shoulders.
You know?
That's about all I got working for me right now.
You got some nice shoulders.
No abs for me, though.
No. If you had any, what do you call the word?
Gumption?
Yes. I would say you could do stuff in life.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Good choice. All right. And then what are the negatives? Give me some negatives about this body.
Ooh, but the body?
Yeah.
The negatives are mostly internal in my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My body wants.
I would say,
full of himself.
Wow,
no. I'd say
classic Italian.
Would like a bigger penis.
Oh, no.
That'd be fun.
Really?
Mine's not bad. Ladies, if you're listening.
They're not.
Not bad.
I'll just write down mid penis.
Mid. It's a mid. Yeah. It's a mid. Yeah. You know, it's like No one's gonna. I'm not gonna take my pants off and wow anybody.
Sure. Mid penis.
It's mostly.
Scopo's hooking up with some 23-year-old chick. She's like, damn dog, that penis is mid, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
It's mostly they see it, they go, oh, thank God. It's not like small.
Dead ass, man. You got a mid ass penis.
Dead ass. I hooked up with a 24-year-old recently. Hello.
Oh my God.
Scopo, I didn't know you were cool.
Yeah.
What other negatives? We got mid penis. Give me a couple more.
I'd say feet. I want bigger feet and hands. My hands are not big.
Small feet and hands.
Small feet and I don't have big hands.
Neither do I. My hands are. I guess
Wow, we got mid penis and mid hands.
Look at your little hands.
Let me see your hands.
Who's bigger?
Yes!
Look at that. Yeah. I got bigger hands.
A little bit bigger.
Bottom line is none of us can palm a basketball.
Whatever, dude. I probably got the biggest hog here by the size of my massive hands.
I gotta say something though. Skinny guys have the biggest pieces.
Well, yeah.
The biggest pieces.
They also look bigger because the guys are so skinny. And Jeff has a long penis, but it's very skinny.
Incredibly thin.
Real thin?
You ever see a two-liter bottle?
Of Coke?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can hit the bottom.
I think it is saying, look at that. I was like, wow, Jeff, what are you talking about? It's amazing. I was like, what is this?
He can open the cap and hit the bottom.
Yeah.
So when you hit the pee in a bottle, you just slide right in?
That's right. I call it the throat tickler.
I liked it.
Liked it because you're trying to get good points. That was disgusting.
Listen, what? When I suck up to people, that's how it goes.
Here comes the throat tickler, I say.
Disgusting.
I'll say this, though. You've never said that to your fiance. You've not once said the throat tickler.
Oh, no. She actually says it. She goes, give me the throat tickler, please.
I don't think that's how she sounds. She goes, Jeff, give it to me.
All right. Deep voice?
No.
Oh, okay.
Moving on.
She's just stronger and manlier than Jeff.
I mean, everybody is.
Yeah.
I like that about her. Let's see. Who was the last person to break your heart?
Ooh.
And what would you like to say to them?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now we're getting deep, huh?
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, I did screw up.
Oh, it was me.
I'm broken.
I'll be less Italian next time.
She did one time. She's like, you got really aggressive in a car. Aggressive that was driving in the city. So, I got aggressive.
Yes, yeah.
I yelled a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, that really scared me. And I was like, that's not my fault, though. It's my father's fault.
Oh, you scared her.
It's also the other guy's fault for driving back.
I mean, he shouldn't have been driving like a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know? Do we tell her name?
You could just say, was it the last girlfriend?
It was the last one.
Was this recent? How long ago?
Recent. December 1st, you broke up with me.
Oh, God.
I remember the day.
Wow. December 1.
Yeah, I know, because we were going to get ready for Christmas, and I had nice ideas for gifts.
Well, that's good. You got to save a little cash.
Yeah, you save money.
I have a little more money.
There you go.
Yeah, but I remember as I was like, oh, it's Christmas time, and I'll get her a nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take care of her because I liked her, and she said, no mas.
She broke your heart.
She broke my heart.
Spanish woman.
No. White as can be.
No.
The white way.
All right, so then what would you like to say to her now?
Come back.
Really? Oh, no, he still hurt.
I want you back.
We'll listen to nice things in the car. Yeah.
I won't get mad anymore at the people who drive like douchebags.
Why did she dump you, Scopo?
She says it was distance, but I think it was my personality.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna go personality on that one. Yeah,
you're a bit abrasive for a woman. I feel like.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Is that what it was?
I think
you're
no.
Too much.
I get down on myself a lot, and I was trying to talk to her about my emotions.
Uh huh.
And then I don't think she liked that.
Is she Irish?
Irish and Italian.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like the mutt.
She didn't like hearing you talk about emotions.
No, I think I talked about my feelings. She said, it sounds like you don't like comedy. And I go, I don't.
I mean, who does?
I don't like it at all, but I just do it because I have to.
I love it.
Yeah, okay.
You do, Jeff?
Oh, no, I can't get enough of it.
I watched this special.
Which one?
The Dry Bar.
I got so many.
Jeff looks ghastly in the Dry Bar special.
Shut up.
You look like Nosferatu.
Don't we all? Yeah, Nosferatu with a big hog.
Hogsferatu?
He's here for the funny.
He's here for the funny. He's the funny one.
I was off yesterday, so it's good. I'm on it.
All right,
what happened?
I don't know, I'm just off.
You want her to come back, but she won't.
No, and I have to see her next month at a wedding.
Next month you do?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
At a wedding.
Wait, was this the cousin?
Yes, the cousin.
Oh, I remember her. Oh.
It hurts.
You have to see her at Pavone's wedding?
Yeah, there you go. Cousin of a friend.
I got. That's why I'm working out. I got to look good.
Yeah, you got to look good. Well,
you know? Bought a new suit and everything.
Wow.
I hope she comes back. All right. Moving on. This is getting too gross for both of us. What are the top five cereals?
Does this have the right answer?
Top five cereals.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles.
Whoa.
Are these in no particular order?
No. Fruity Pebbles is one.
Wow, that's insane.
Fruity Pebbles is one.
That's your number one?
My number one is
you
Fruity
Pebbles. You are a fucked up piece of shit.
This is why she left you.
I know. My Aunt Judy used to buy me Fruity Pebbles, and I think it has something to do with my childhood.
Yeah, all right. Fruity Pebbles.
And then the rest are not in particular order, but Fruity Pebbles is definitely number one.
Okay.
Do you ever feel really bad about life and then go to the store at 2 in the morning, buy Fruity Pebbles and milk, and just eat that box of Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah, of course.
It's a good time, though.
No, I don't touch Fruity Pebbles.
What cereal did you get, then?
I'll do a Cocoa Pebbles. I'm a chocolatey guy.
That's crazy.
I'm a Count Chocula.
Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Number two,
I like Golden Grahams before Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's crazy too.
You are nuts. Wait, hold on. What am I writing now? I got Fruity Pebbles. All right,
Fruity Pebbles. Let's do Lucky Charms.
Yeah,
you gotta have the Irish in there.
Yeah.
I do. You know what I like? What the fuck? Pops. I like Pops.
Corn Pops?
Corn Pops.
All right.
I like Corn Pops. Golden Grahams.
Wow.
And I think we got one more.
Yeah, you got one more. What a 1980s palette.
This is the most fucked up list I've ever
had. Yeah, I like it.
This is so 93.
What are you going to say next? Sugar Smacks?
Who's the Captain Crunch guy? Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch.
I like Captain Crunch. Put some Captain Crunch in there. Right. But you got to let him get soggy. Yeah, that's the key with Captain Crunch. You gotta let him get soggy. Yeah, if you just eat him raw, you're an animal. You're a psychopath. You gotta let him get soggy. All
right, here's my top five: Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay.
Cocoa Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles.
Uh huh.
And then that's it. I don't really fuck with any other cereals.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
When do you guys eat cereal? Not in the morning, right? Not a psychopath.
Yeah, in the morning.
No. I eat it at night when I hate myself. When I'm thinking about Jill, looking at her Instagram story. And I go, no! I gotta hate myself when I get Fruity Pebbles.
He did Jill.
I did name her, bro!
I'll eat cereal whenever. I eat it in the morning, I eat it at night. I normally buy it at night, eat it then, and then eat it the next morning as well.
Yeah. The right answer was a Special K strawberry. Special K berries and yogurt. Special K chocolate chunks.
You're no longer my favorite Midwestern white, honestly. Matt Backus in your place.
Damn, and then taking over my bag.
Two more Special Ks. All right.
What's wrong with you? What, do you want to go to a K-hole?
Yeah.
Fucking Special K, you psycho. That's right.
Let's see. What about right now? What in the news frightens you the most?
Oh, wow.
There's a lot going on.
A lot in the news. Mm-hmm. I'm mostly worried that my Lord and Savior is not coming back, a.k.a. Donnie T.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Cost him. Negative
cost
one.
No? I saw, you know what's
you don't
funny?
Joke about 45 on this.
You know what I saw yesterday? Empty like toilet seat. Someone was throwing away toilet seat, and they wrote Biden on it.
On the toilet seat?
On the toilet seat. I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh.
That was kind of good. No,
did you kiss it? I would have licked that toilet seat.
Why?
I love Biden.
You love Joey B?
Oh, I love
you
Joe.
Would, you such a little cuck.
His Build honestly. Back Better plan is just, he's doing great. It's such a great plan.
Biden would have seen Jeff fucking licking the toilet seat. He would have been like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, Jeff, it's not bad.
I put on my aviator sunglasses. This is for you, Biden.
And then you fall.
Lick the toilet seat.
What scares me? I don't know what scares. Honestly, I don't look at the news. People like get scared about the news. I don't get scared of the news because we're all going to die eventually.
Sure, but what are you seeing in the news that's you find the most troublesome?
Do you want me to go real Queens on you?
What's up?
Do we go real Queens?
Yeah, if it's the thing you find the most troublesome.
Yeah, the thing that really bugs you.
No, 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 no. The migrants.
Migrants.
No, I'm joking again. I don't care about that.
They're taking our comedy jobs.
But that's the queens in me. Queens in me wants to be like migrants, and they're taking over the city. And the,
is it the migrants?
It's not.
But, it's okay if it is.
But my queen, the part of queens in me is just like, yeah, the migrants.
Coming in. They're gonna be saying ja 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 on all my shows.
Because they don't. Like, yeah, they do. Yeah.
They don't laugh that way. Who will do a show for the migrants first? Which comedy club?
Fluffy. Oh, which comedy club?
Yeah. Oh. I'm mostly making fun of Stand Up New York because they did shows for the fucking subway.
They do, yeah, they do shows for everybody.
Yeah.
So you're gonna say migrants?
No, I'll say this. I think in April 13th, which is my birthday, in 2029, there is a meteor that is headed our way. And there's a 1 in 45,000 chance that it hits the Earth. So on my birthday, April 13th, 2029, we're all going to die.
I don't want to lose my...
You know what bothers me?
Yeah.
That it's like my birthday is the day that the world ends. Yeah. It's just my luck, you know?
April 13th, 2029,
a meteor has a 1 in 45,000 chance. Unless I miss you, baby.
Why? It's from that meteor movie.
I know what it was.
But that scares me. I'm like, not scared when the world's going to end. I think some people need to go. But I'm more like, it's my birthday. It's like, why my birthday?
1 in 45,000 chance?
Yeah.
Maybe
which is a lot. Which is they say it's a pretty fucking...
That's not an awful chance.
That's not an awful chance. Yeah. You probably hit the lottery before that. I mean, this probably hits before the lottery.
Yeah.
It's better chances than you hitting the lottery, yeah.
Right, if you die in then on your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want the world to end on my birthday.
Unless you buy a lot of lottery tickets. If you buy a lot of lottery tickets, you probably have a
chance. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's my birthday, and the world's going to end on my birthday. It's like, and then the survivors would be like, April 13th, 2029 was the worst day ever. And I'm like, that was my birthday.
Wait, is this, people will survive this meteor?
Some will survive, but like it's going to be a catastrophic one.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those where like people will survive, but it's going to take out like 75% of the population.
Well, I'll text you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. I'll go, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm looking up right now. It's coming.
Your phone's melting in your hand as you look at it.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be pretty cool if we all died. How old are you going to be?
In 2029, I'll say I'll be 37 in a couple months, so let's do the math there.
You're younger 40, than Gemini?
42, yeah.
Dear God.
I know.
You gotta catch a nap, brother.
Wow, 42, you're dead.
42, dead, and the world's gonna end. Well, 75% of the population will go.
All right. Wow, you have an unlucky birthday, huh?
I know, it's not great. Oh, yes, but this year I'm missing Friday the 13th because of leap year.
Oh, okay. But usually you get a Friday the 13th.
I get a Friday the 13th, yeah.
7 days after your birthday, we all know what that is. Hitler's birthday.
Oh, yeah. We're both Aries, huh? Me and Hitler.
You're an unlucky man.
Maybe some will say that.
Let's see here. What major assassination would you stop?
Ooh, major assassination.
You get to go back in time, you get to stop one person. I get from to put
yeah. Oh. Big assassination. What do you stop?
So many
good ones.
So, I mean, how many great assassinations are there in the world?
Oh, I mean, don't even get me started. One, two.
Ooh. I mean, everyone's going to be like JFK or Abraham Lincoln, but let's go different.
Those are good ones.
JFK, before Abe Lincoln, I'd go JFK.
There's another one in there. It's a pretty good one.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, I forgot about that one because I'm white.
Because you're Italian and racist. Yeah. Dr. Martin Luther King
Jr. First of all, Dr. Martin Luther King, I think his wife killed him because he liked to have a good time on the side.
All right, Scopo, this is not the podcast for that.
I'm just saying.
We're a cheating podcast. We like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cut him. Yeah, we're pro-cheating.
We're pro-cheating here?
Yeah.
Jeb's ex cheated on him probably, and so we like that.
Yes, we like that. As long as you make a show about it, I like it.
Is it the ex that I know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, what a skank.
I prefer a show afterwards.
I'd say JFK.
You're going JFK?
Yeah, because he really, it's the normal one.
You're such a boomer.
I know.
Oh, what a boomer.
Can I say though, okay, I went to visit his site, the JFK site, and let me tell you, a lot of things were going on down there that they don't put in the public.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Some guy in the street was selling books. He sold me. He upsold me a book, and he said a lot of things were going on. They
like
think
what?
The mafia might have did it. The mafia and the government got involved together,
yes.
and they took some people out. A couple of hitmen went down to Dallas. Yeah. And the reason why it was done in Dallas, because the vice president who became the president was from the area, and he controlled the judges.
Oh.
So like when they did all the coronary shit, they controlled that. They controlled everything. So it was a big why they did it. They scouted three different places. It was Dallas, like Tennessee or something, and like some other area. And then Dallas was the one that was the best to kill him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My buddy's uncle was in the CIA. He said the Cubans did it, but that's all right.
That's because he's trying to persuade us that way.
He told me when I was a child, probably thought I'd forget, but...
Yeah?
You think the Cubans did it? No, I think it was the mafia and the government.
All right.
I mean, why would Jack Ruby be shooting Oswald?
Mafia.
Oh, has the mafia
Jack
died.
Ruby had some connections to the mafia
in
the area. Yeah.
He solved it.
Yeah, let me tell you, the mafia, people look down upon them, but they're good people.
Did you see the spot where he got shot? They just spray painted it on
literally
the road.
And then the best part was, it's just a big X there, and then like when the traffic goes, people just run into the streets and take photos with the fucking X. Everyone's like, all right, they're coming.
It's like a big map. It's just like you were shot here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool. If you're JFK and you're looking down on us, right? Would you be kind of cool that like, oh, people come to my spot where I got shot?
I think that would be nice.
That'd be a nice little thing.
I think he's looking up at us because he didn't uphold the sanctity of marriage.
He liked to fuck around too. The cheater.
There used to be a plaque in that spot, but people
really?
Kept stealing it. Apparently,
that's hilarious.
So now they just spray.
But it's a big, like, just a big, huge X. And
they're
it's
like,
just
here you go. That's what happened.
But is the X where the second shot was or the first shot?
I don't know.
Because the first shot was the...
I think the X is where his brain splattered all over Jackie Onassis.
So the second shot.
Yeah.
You could have just said that.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the first shot would have probably killed him, but in a day or two. The second shot really sealed the deal.
Yeah.
It really, you know. And Jackie, that she didn't even like cover the guy's head up. She just ran for the hills.
You got to do it.
JFK. I would. I'll answer this one. I think it's a Franz Ferdinand.
Stop World War One!
Look at that, huh?
Wow, that's a
and
good one.
And then World War Two
would never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
You know what? I kind of can't change my fucking.
No, you're JFK.
No.
Nope, too late.
We already spent like 10 minutes on it.
Yeah,
we could do more time.
No. You were late.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Let's see. Let's go into your life. What parent do you connect with more?
Oh, mom.
And why?
Definitely mom.
Because he's Italian. Because
I'm Italian. Yes, I'm Italian, and I'm a mama's boy, and she loves me. And my father, we can talk sports.
Yeah?
It's about it.
No.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I've met Scopo's family. I went to his parents' house.
Did you really?
Yeah, we...
Hung out with us.
We did a YouTube cooking show with me and Scopo and Pavone.
Yep.
And we made horrible desserts, and Scopo's dad stood there and ate everything we made.
Yeah.
and he kept going, this is actually pretty good.
It's not bad, yeah. And Tim came to a basketball game with my dad.
And I went to a basketball game.
Oh.
Tim's in the family.
That's
it sounds
right.
like it.
Yeah.
We went to Pacers-Knicks.
Okay.
Which Scopo and I will be going to in the playoffs if I have enough money.
Oh, that's nice. So your dad sounds nice.
He's a nice guy, but you know, it's I love my dad. He's a great guy, but you know, we don't get deep.
Connects with mom more.
Connects with mom way more. Yeah.
She listens to you bitch about comedy.
Yeah. She'll hear it every once in a while.
Mom, I don't get booked enough.
Yeah. No one likes me, mom. This whore. Blah, 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 broke up with me. Now you're going to take the brunt of it.
Mom!
Mom, maybe some sausages.
Mom, will you walk the dog?
All right.
No, she can't walk the dog. He's too big.
Does he pull her too much?
He knocked her down last week.
Oh, yeah?
I stopped. I had multiple shows, so I was like, let me come home in between. My mom hangs out with him in between shows. And I was like, let me just go walk him. So I walked him, came back, and I was leaving. And then I saw them, and she was trying to pull him into the apartment building, and he wouldn't go. And then he pulled her, Mary fell right over.
Oh no!
Smacked her head on the concrete. I had to go. I had to cancel the show.
Oh,
because I had to go ice her face.
Dog tried to kill your mom.
I had to kill my mom. I know, but he loves me. That's why he wanted to kill her.
Yeah, you got to put that dog down.
He needs more time with Christopher.
Christopher. How did growing up in Queens shape you?
I mean, I think
you always got your Queens. How did it shape you?
How did it shape me? I think I had, you know, broken.
Oh no!
Broken. I'm doing comedy, obviously. Should have been a union member. That's what I should have got into, because a lot of my friends are in a union, and they build this great city, and they have money. So
union people make good money.
They make good money.
So you were surrounded by people, they got in the union.
Yeah, but they weren't very, like, educated human beings, but they were more like, we're going to go, maybe I'll do a couple semesters in college, and then I'll join a union. A lot of my friends, like, after, like, high school, they put in their applications for the union, but it takes a couple years.
Right.
So you work at a dead-end job, like a CVS or something like that.
And then you wait.
You go to school for a couple of semesters, you know, community college.
Yeah.
We're not going to Harvard here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go, and then once you get called, boom, and then you start, you're apprentice or something like that, you learn, and then after like 3-4 years, you start making some nice cash.
You gotta wait till alcoholism takes one of these guys out.
Yep, that's what it is.
And a spot opens up for you. You start learning from one of these other alcoholics.
Let me tell you something about the construction companies. Do you know why it takes forever to build stuff?
Why?
Because they're drunk from noon to four every single day.
Man,
they go and booze it.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, from 6 to 11, they build nice stuff. And then from noon to four, they're just drunk.
When I worked in, when I lived in downtown Chicago, I would go to this one fucking store because it had an incredible pastrami sandwich. I still haven't had a better pastrami sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go at lunch every day, and all the construction workers would be buying three fucking tall boys.
Yep.
Downing them at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Within like 30 minutes, downing three tall boys and going back to work. And I was like, I do not think this is OSHA approved.
No, not at all. And I have one friend who literally just works in the union just to sell drugs to the people.
Oh, really?
Like, he makes more money selling drugs to the people than he does actually working in the union.
Oh, all right. I'm going to write down wrong choice here.
Yeah. So
you screwed up.
I think I should have joined a union or something. I mean, why wouldn't it be here with you fine fellas?
That's true.
You know,
you wouldn't be wasting your Monday
here. I know.
All right.
I'd be sitting somewhere making about $75 an hour.
Yeah.
Which is better than what this is be. No offense, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so funny. Like they make so much money, but they just do nothing.
They got nothing to do.
They literally. My buddy went to another buddy of mine. He went to their work to hang out with them for a little bit, and they just sat around and bullshit. He goes, "Guys, how do I get a job?" I'll quit my other job and just come here and sit and talk to you guys.
It's basically like working in a barbershop where no one comes in.
Yeah.
And if they come in, you go send them somewhere. You just send them other places.
Hmm.
You let them run around. You give them the runaround, and then finally, you know, that's the end of the day.
Yep.
4 o'clock. All right, we can't work.
It's like that's pretty much what we're doing now, but we get paid.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Could you imagine?
You had us three sitting in the union thing. You put a hard hat on every once in a while. You make a laugh.
You just put a Zoom in there and you make a podcast.
Yeah.
Did you say a Zoom?
Zoom,
whatever.
And the best is they'll go, they have to take walks. Because one of my buddies is actually high up level. Uh-huh. And they have to take walks. He just, I'll just do a walk every once in a while and go, that doesn't look right.
Oh. Yeah,
that's $150,000 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, before taxes, but then with overtime, they're always getting overtime.
Let me tell you something about overtime.
Well, yeah,
these
you love
union
it.
Members love overtime.
You want, what is that, time and a half?
Time and a half.
So that's $112 an hour.
And then you work that for like, you do that 3 hours a day, something like that. 3 hours, say like 10 hours a week.
Okay, wait.
You're using 10 hours a week. Yeah.
Tim, do your math over
there. Let me tell you something about overtime. These fellas, they don't know math, but they know overtime math.
They'll
like this in their heads.
Well, that's everybody. Everybody knows the kind of math they need to get by in the world.
Yeah. I have a couple of buddies that will work, like, sometimes if it's a job they need to get finished, they'll work like 18 hours a day. So you work the 12, And then the 6 is all overtime.
Oh, yeah. You should be doing that, my man.
I wish I did.
But let's see here. Speaking of, but you'd be drinking. We don't want you drinking because you're sober.
I'm sober.
He's a sober man.
Sober as a whistle.
Why?
Sober as you. Jeff, sober. You're sober.
Yeah, why are you sober?
We have issues. Come on.
Answer. Why? Why is it? What are you running from? What are you scared of?
Demons. The demons are here.
Jeff's sober because he just gets so sleepy.
I get so sleepy.
Jeff, I used to see Jeff having a couple beers and then just do a set and be like, go home.
That's because he had no one there to be mean to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mean and fun.
You know why? I know why you're sober. You know why I'm sober? We have problems.
Why are you sober?
I like to, you know, maybe have a couple beers and then have more than a couple beers. Then maybe, like,
maybe guys come over.
Yeah, then we call a couple guys over and we hang out. And then we, you know, maybe someone has a little special powder that I like to put up in the nostrils.
You always a cocaine as well?
I like to have a good time. I call a couple of the union fellas, and they know guys that have stuff.
Oh.
And then, you know, it's what it is.
Union guys always know where cocaine can be found.
Yep.
You make $75 an hour, brother, you know where cocaine
That's
is.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you'd spiral and end up doing cocaine.
Yeah, then you wake up next to somebody you don't want to wake up to.
Oh, no.
Scopo wakes up.
Pavone has a good... Jeff. Yeah. Pavone has a good story of me waking up with somebody. One of the last times I got drunk, I met a lady, we'll call her that, and came back, and I thought they'd be sleeping.
Okay.
This is like 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh, they'll be sleeping. They'll never hear this. They're on the other side of the room. They were wide awake, and they got a good glimpse of her.
Oh, your roommates.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the next day, Pavone came and was like, buddy, we got to talk. He's like, it's a little crazy. Last night. What you brought back was, let's say, not human.
Wasn't that same woman, did Pavone say that she was making racist remarks?
No, that was another lady.
Oh, okay.
that was another lady I brought back.
So you're bringing home winners.
I thought that was the same lady, because did Pavone said that you brought back some super muscular woman that...
No, that's the true story. I did Yerper on the street. I went, yo, like that, and she went, yo, back, and then we started talking in the middle of the street. He fabricates the story a little bit.
You Italian people like to lie. Yeah,
he likes to fabricate a little bit and embellish the story, but at one point she did turn to us and go, I think the whites should breed with the whites, and I go, okay.
And then you gave her an orgasm later that night.
I left. I actually know what I did? I go, okay, I'll be right back. And I went to the bathroom, and Pavone was in my room with her. And I just text him, I'm not coming out until she's gone. And then she finally left after like 10 minutes. And Pavone's like, texting me, goes, buddy, get back here. I go, no. No, she scared me. Oh. And she did threaten to beat up. She looked at me, and she goes, I can beat a lot of people up. She looked at me, and she goes, you'd give me a problem. But she looked at Pavone and goes, I'll take you in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. He's a small man.
That was a good time.
If you didn't drink, I wouldn't have those stories.
That's true.
You know?
You're good drinking.
They're a fun story.
You're not meeting up with racist women anymore.
No.
Well, we don't know that.
She was also in the army, she said.
Oh, well, yeah.
So that's who's protecting our borders.
Yeah, well, you know, they saw some stuff. growing up, who was your hero?
You say your dad, but it really wasn't.
Fine. No, you can pick a hero.
A hero?
Mine would have been Steve Young.
Steve Young.
I thought he was super cool.
You love Steve Young?
The Mormon? Steve Young, the Mormon?
He's a Mormon?
Yes, he went to BYU.
I had no idea. I remember thinking he was very cool.
Why Steve Young?
I thought he was a great quarterback.
Wow, I mean, he didn't have anyone on the line. I guess Barry Sanders could have been.
Yeah, you're racist. You are a racist man.
Yep, that's what it was. Well, no, it was a friend of mine on our school bus liked the Niners, so then I liked Steve Young.
Did you like the kid in the school bus?
No, he was an older, cooler kid that talked to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's he doing now?
Who's Steve Young or the older, cooler kid? I don't know. Maybe heroin or cocaine. Who knows?
It could have been me in a life.
So who's your hero growing up?
I would say my hero, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
But you're a lifelong Knicks fan.
I was a Bulls fan.
You were a Bulls fan?
I was a Bulls fan back in the day.
Wow.
I loved me some Michael Jordan as a kid.
Wow.
Who didn't like Michael Jordan?
Me.
You?
I like Reggie Miller, baby.
Oh, and an unproven winner? Sorry.
That's right. Oh, I'm
unproven
sorry.
Unproven loser, I should say. Sorry about that.
I loved Reggie Miller.
Can I say something about Reggie Miller? One of the ugliest human beings to walk this earth.
Is he ugly?
I mean, he's not handsome.
Yeah. But his wife was gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
His wife smacked my cousin's husband, Jake, grew up next door to Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife said something to her, and he told her to shut up, and she smacked him in the mouth.
She told Reggie Miller's
He told wife. Reggie Miller's wife to shut up, and she smacked him in the mouth.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then Reggie Miller gave them free tickets to the Pacer game.
What a cuck Reggie Miller is.
Yeah, he told his wife to shut up.
Yeah.
He was a child.
Oh.
He was a kid?
Yeah, he was a little kid. He was
All right. I thought it was an adult man.
No, Reggie Miller, this was the same wife that burned Reggie Miller's house to the ground.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, but let me tell you something, though. She was a looker.
Yeah?
She was a looker.
I mean,
she was hot.
Yeah, she was hot, yeah.
And Reggie Miller, I always remember, his teeth were never always crooked.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what men look like.
But I wanted to be like, hey, you have my money, but let's get some Invisalign.
Yeah.
The bottom line is Reggie Miller was great, and I love him very much. And the Bulls kept beating the Pacers, and it made me hate Michael Jordan.
A lot of people did hate this area. A lot of people hate Michael Jordan, too, because he beat the Knicks a lot as well. And if we're going to get real Italian, Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza
was another one.
All right.
I love me some Mike Piazza.
Look at him out there, Christopher.
Yeah.
Even we can get out there on the field.
That could be you, Marone.
Yeah.
What do they say? Marone?
Marone, no.
Marone?
Marone.
Marone.
Yeah.
What a culture.
It's the best culture.
Yeah.
And if I was a six-year-old now, Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito would be your hero.
He got to be my guy. Yeah.
Look at him. Look at his agent, Chris.
Look at him. He could be one of us one day. You could throw the football in Giant Stadium.
What about, speaking of what childhood memory would you like to get rid of? Childhood memory. We're digging into trauma here, Tim. Okay. This is where we find out if Chris was molested or not.
Did you get a hard molest?
Yeah. Would you like to get rid of that
one? My uncle, I'm sliding down. I remember as a five-year-old, I think I saw my parents having sex.
Oh, no.
It was not good at all. And I remember I knocked on the door and I went in. My dad was like, leave, get out of here. And I was like, all right. And then I looked through the keyhole and I think I saw them.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I saw parents having sex.
You had a keyhole like it was fucking a haunted mansion.
Yeah. In the Scopo household, we have keyholes.
Wow.
This also could have been a dream. I don't remember.
Yeah?
But I'm pretty sure I was my dad having sex with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then because I still see it.
Yeah, I got one of those.
It's burned into the scalp.
I got one of my dad chasing me out of his bedroom, out of their bedroom with a belt, and he was naked.
Ooh.
I kept trying to get it, and then he just got out of bed and started chasing me. He slept naked, so I saw everything.
Good piece of the man?
I mean, at the time, I thought it was the biggest thing in the world.
Okay.
The belt?
And the piece.
He's chased me with two belts.
Two dang belts. Well, because you also compare it to your little boy penis, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would sit up awake at night looking at my little boy penis.
You go, one day.
Just tapping on it, being like, will you please start?
Yeah, my dad's as big as my arm.
An angry Jew from Arizona is going to like you, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's not true. She's just going to tolerate it.
Let's see here. Let's do this one, you Queens man. So I probably know that one, but Burrow, order, best to worst.
Oh, we gotta go.
Five cereals, five Burrows.
We're sticking with five in this
episode. Okay. Yeah. Can I get, I need the microphone for
this
one.
Don't yell into it.
Okay, I won't yell. I want to fix and post, but I gotta go Queens number one.
Vegas.
It's the most cultured. It's nice.
It's the most cultured?
Yeah.
Queens?
What kind of food do you want? We got it. What kind of food do you want? We got it. Name it. We got it.
Italian.
Got it.
What?
Got it. Bangladeshian. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, whatever food you want. And you know what? They're salt of the earth people.
Sure.
Okay? We're not high. We're not Manhattan people. We know that. Mm. We're not Manhattan. We're not Brooklyn either. We're not Manhattan. We're nice human beings. We respect each other. Probably no one in Queens makes over $200,000. I would say that.
I did like Queens. I lived in Ridgewood.
What about in Long Island City now?
Oh, yeah, Long Island City.
Yeah. That's Queens.
Those goddamn yuppies.
Mm-hmm. There are people making a fucking million a year over
there. Yeah,
Damn, shot. I put a hole right into his fucking.
Yeah, you did. You shot it. But that's not Queens, though.
It's basically China now, if you think about it.
Oh, want to get deep into it, huh?
Number one, Queens.
We know who's buying up those lots.
Yeah, they got a bunch of. China owns almost most of Long Island City.
Really?
Do you know why they do that, though?
They own also Hudson Yards, too.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, they take out loans from the Chinese banks in China. They live here, take out loans from the Chinese. So they're paying back the loans to the Chinese bank, and they just buy up the land here. So basically, China does own the land.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting. That's what happens.
But that's why they're starting to do those inhabit. You have to inhabit the spaces now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they leave them empty.
Yeah, they just buy them and leave them empty. Because they know they're coming for us.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. On the union sites, it's a big topic.
Really?
Big topic on the union sites.
And here's the thing. You would have thought that I was being racist at first, but it actually is a true anecdote that comes from learning a lot, and mostly because it's a big topic at my house because it pisses my girlfriend off.
Really?
Yeah, she's always screaming, "This is a living city. This is where you come to live. You don't just buy something and not live there."
Well, in China, it's a big, a lot of investments, always property.
Yeah.
That's how they
own most of Detroit, too.
They do investments.
Listen, when the war comes, they're going
to
be ready.
Yeah, they're going to have their little machine guns and stuff and all these open apartments.
Mm-hmm.
What, the war with China?
Yeah.
We're not going to war with China.
It's coming.
All right.
But let me tell you,
we are so much further ahead.
Can I say, though, a lot of my people that I know build these buildings, and they know it's for China.
Sure.
They're building it for the Communist Party.
China's economy is slowing down, and they've just plateaued. All right? You got nothing to worry about.
All right. So number one is Queens.
Queens. Got to be number one. I'll go to Manhattan, because, listen, it's the big city.
It's the big city.
It's the big city.
Mm. You can't go wrong. In there. You're having fun.
Yeah. But... And you know, Manhattan people, they're stuck up, but they're not as bad as Brooklyn people.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go that.
Careful.
And, yeah, careful with two Brooklyn guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna.
We love Brooklyn.
We're Brooklyn. Our hearts sing of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Gay hearts.
It's our. No.
City of gay hearts.
City of love.
I'm gonna go three. The Bronx.
Bronx.
Because it's the Bronx will never get gentrified. For certain reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one wants to go there. And they're what they are. They're good people. And
stadium is there.
I respect them. But, you know, they're good-hearted people. And you know what? Don't fuck with people from the Bronx. That's the thing. You don't mess with the Bronx people. They're out there. I'm going to go for Staten Island.
What the hell?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you know what's coming fifth.
Unbelievable.
You know what's coming fifth. You know why it's fifth? Because of you people.
Oh, what do you mean?
You people coming to this city... And whiten up Bushwick and making it seem like it's a good area. Bushwick is not a good area. Oh. It is terrible. And I never went there as a kid because I was told I would get shot. And I respected it. I respected Bushwick.
It is.
And I still respect it.
It's
and
wild.
Now you whites come in here and make it all like nice.
Yeah.
We don't like it.
That's
we
why
don't
I have like my it. I have my yard and my two dogs.
No, we don't like it. I don't know. Us real New Yorkers don't like it. We like the way it used to be and how it should be.
Me and Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, if Biggie
Smalls talking on the phone all the time.
If Biggie was alive, he couldn't sing about Bushwick anymore. He couldn't rap about it, how tough it is. It's not tough.
Me and Tim are in the background of his videos.
Yeah.
Hey, old Jeff, Big Papa's coming over.
He likes when you call him Big Papa.
Yeah.
He likes when he do that.
We're Brooklyn guys.
No, Brooklyn's fifth. It's the worst borough by far. And it's the honestly, it's not even like the whole borough. It's just the like three or four towns.
But it's got Lucali's Pizza.
There you go.
What pizza?
Lucali's.
Never heard of it.
Dude, I like to get to
it's
say.
It's supposed to be one of the best pizzas, according to Dave Portnoy, Pizza Review Man.
We'll have to go and check it out.
One of the worst people.
Spumoni Gardens is not bad.
Chelsea grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, my fiance.
So
what part of Brooklyn?
I'm not gentrifying. We're just home.
No, you're gentrifying.
No, we're just.
She needs a regular New Yorker to come in there and take care of business. That's what she needs, huh? Not you, Midwesterner.
He probably do a better job.
What part of Brooklyn did she grow up in?
Park Slope.
Uh-huh. The worst part of Brooklyn. Honestly, can I say though, worst towns in Brooklyn. Bushwick,
mm-hmm.
Horrible. Williamsburg, it's so bad, it's not even part of Brooklyn. I didn't even look at it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Park Slope, think about Park Slope people. They're educated, so they think they're better than everybody. Because mm-hmm. they're the smart liberals. They're the ones that are smart. And, you know, they look down on Bensonhurst.
Bensonhurst.
That's the good part of Brooklyn.
Oh, that's the good part.
That's the good part
that's of Brooklyn. Where regular, that's where regular, uneducated yep. dumbasses live.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, yep. I'm marrying my woman that loves NPR.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm sure she has a couple college degrees, doesn't she?
Scopo likes the parts of Brooklyn that are the hardest to get to.
Yes, because no one's going to go there. Bay Ridge. Bensonhurst. You know what? You know also Middle Village, Queens, where I grew up, never going to be gentrified. You know why?
Why?
You got to take a train to a bus to get there. Ew. You guys don't like buses. Yeah, they don't like buses.
I hate a bus.
Terrible.
I take the bus all the time. I got no problem with the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're different, though. You're a different kind of cat. Look at this guy.
Wait, you don't mind buses?
I hate a bus. I hate a bus with a passion. Because I took it to school every day, though.
Chelsea doesn't mind buses. She's like, buses
Micah,
are fine.
Micah no. hates the bus. Micah,
bus is the worst thing in the world.
Micah, I'll be like, yeah, we just take the bus 20 minutes. We get there. She goes, I don't want to take the bus.
The bus is horrible.
Just get on the bus.
Yeah, I don't do
the bus. You know why? Because like, I would be on the bus coming home from school, and the bus would just break down. And instead of being like, oh, another bus is coming, they'd be like, get off the bus.
Oh,
Find your way. Get home yourself.
Yeah, the transportation. So the
MTA's got a lot of work to do.
Let's see here. What about this one? A lot of war happening in the world.
Oh, my God.
My favorite war? Okay.
A lot of war
okay.
going on. You know, we got this part of the world, this part. It's all over.
Wow.
Where do you see these wars? How do you see them playing out?
What's your question?
How do you see these wars playing out?
I think what's going to happen, I think, what first of all, I kind of like the war in Haiti. Barbecue is the leader? Have you heard of this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Barbecue.
General Barbecue.
General.
I don't know what a name. About any of
do you know how he got that name?
Yeah, he barbecues people.
Yeah, he burns enemies.
Oh, that's
not. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at that a little bit. But... I mean, if your general is barbecue, that's kind of a good name.
All right, so you think barbecue's taking Haiti?
No, he's going to, something will happen. He might get barbecued himself.
Okay.
But something will happen there. The wars, let's see, the war in Palestine and Israel.
How he's playing out.
I do think the Jews are going to keep going.
Okay.
They're going to keep going.
All right.
I think the war in Ukraine is going to fizzle out one day.
All right.
And we'll wake up and be like, is that still going on?
I do that all the time. Yeah. I still don't know if it's happening.
Is it going on?
It's still going on.
Ukraine fizzles?
I think it fizzles eventually.
Yeah.
I think it's going to just die. I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a peace treaty and everything's going to be for naught. And it was going to be a sign of just like what happened. You know, hey, Vladimir Putin just got reelected.
Yeah.
Too much of Russia's chagrin.
Yeah, very close race, they said. He only got 99% of the vote.
Wow! What is this, Jimmy Fallon's monologue?
Yeah, what was that?
I'm a Russian. Enough! I had nothing. Yeah. I had nothing.
Why did you ask our most uneducated guest we've ever had?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
I'm not the most uneducated guest. You had Pavone on the show.
Yeah,
we haven't had Pavone on.
No,
yet.
We haven't. No, had
Pavone.
No, we will.
Let's keep it off.
Ukraine fizzles. Israel takes over and
beats. No, Israel's. I mean, it's going to go on for a while. They'll keep bombing. But let's be honest. You know, they control the weather.
They're
going
to take over, and then BBQ gets BBQ'd?
He might get BBQ'd eventually.
I think he's... Yeah, I think right. I don't see it going well for old barbecue over there.
Yeah. So you know what's going to happen? There's going to be an uprising that we'll fund somehow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, BBQ will get, you know, lit on fire. And then they'll be in the streets being all happy about it.
All right. Hopefully. We'll see. Few more, then we'll wrap this up.
I'm having a great time, guys. Let me tell you something. Great
one thing
time.
You see.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun.
Yeah, I'm good. Good. One thing you wish your dad did differently.
Oh. Just one.
Just one. Don't give me a bunch.
Ooh.
Imparted the importance of the union to you as a child.
Yeah.
What did he do? What could my dad have done?
Lip kisses?
No. That's a weird thing. I know you're a lip kisser. You're definitely a lip kisser.
What? Tom Brady does it to his kids.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if that's the thing, though. If my father was a seven-time NFL champion and he was maybe I was getting some of that.
Exactly.
You know, my dad, you know, is a garbage man.
If he lip kissed, he means your dad's the GOAT.
Yeah. So, what am I... you know what I wish they did? I wish they would have made me do, like, something in the arts. Like an instrument or something like that.
Oh, musical instrument?
Yeah, because my dad would just like, play sports, don't be gay. And that was the thing.
So you wanted
that was a Queens thing of like you just play sports your whole life.
You wish it would have made you a little gay.
A little bit gayer, yeah. Yeah.
You wanted a musical instrument, all right.
I tried to learn the piano during COVID.
Yeah.
And I bought a keyboard. And then I did one YouTube lesson, and I go, this is way too hard. And
I did something, I did the same thing.
Yeah, I stopped right away.
I also have a keyboard.
And now I have the keyboard in my house, but I just bring it out so Seaver steps on it, and he likes that. And when he steps on it, he gets excited.
Oh, all right.
It's cute, it's cute.
That is cute. That's cute when a dog gets excited stepping on stuff.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
I was letting people know that Seaver is a dog.
Yeah, thank you. Not what I call my penis.
Scopo has been trying to be too funny this episode, and he has been fucking failing, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I really have been docking him points.
this is like when Palufo was on, and Steve was like, most of those stories were bits. And we were like, really? Those weren't very funny.
Okay, well, I'll stop talking now. We'll leave it to you two guys. Carry the show, boys.
Well, we're almost done, Scopo. That's why I did it now.
Yeah.
That's why I said my hurtful thing now.
What sports team?
Because you keep talking shit about Indiana.
Does he?
Yeah, all the time.
Indiana's the worst state in the country.
It kind of is.
It worst, by far the worst state.
I agree.
Then right behind is Connecticut.
I guess that's why it's always in the black financially. It's one of the worst states in the country.
What?
They always got money. There's always money.
What are you talking about?
Indiana
is always in the black. It's never in the red, you little fuckers.
They have a surplus, you're saying?
Yeah,
what are you don't know any of this.
Our people have a surplus of weight. And we have a surplus of money.
All right.
No, that's the worst day in the country.
What sports team would you want to be the star of?
Oh,
I think you should know this.
The Giants.
No.
Nope. The other one. Mets.
The Mets.
It's the Mets.
It's the Mets.
All right, I thought so.
Hometown kid brings a championship.
Yeah.
By the way, I was born 6 months after the last championship, so I think it's me.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's me.
You think you're a mush for the
Mets? I think I'm the mush. They won October 1986, and I was born April 87.
October 86, that's when I was born. Could have been me.
Yeah?
Yeah. What day were you born?
The 3rd.
You were alive.
Wow.
You were alive at the championship.
They almost win a championship, and then the meteor hits, kills you before you see it.
Man, I
that would be my luck.
That'd be your luck.
Do I want to be on the Colts or the Pacers is the question.
I mean, I'd be on the Lions, obviously.
It doesn't matter. You're still like, no one gives a shit about you guys.
Oh, no one gives a shit about Tyrese Haliburton?
No one does. You know Tyrese Haliburton?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
no one gives a fuck about Peyton Manning?
You wouldn't know anyway.
I would be
a catcher for the Mets.
Oh, I must be a catcher.
Yeah,
Piazza style, baby.
Piazza style.
All right.
I guess... The Colts.
Sounds like you really want to answer this question.
Yeah, Colts. Yeah. Who would you want to do?
Lions. Quarterback.
Quarterback for the Lions?
Oh, yeah.
Bring a championship home?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
They're chanting my name like they do Jared Goff.
Shane.
I have a weird throw.
Shane. And he comes out and he just walks out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's Shane.
Just Shane. Throwing little lobbers Shane. Out there. But it works somehow.
And then he comes out as the first homosexual president and then... He has a contract negotiation coming up, and people start making shirts that say gay for pay on it.
Wait, what? President of what?
What?
I think it was America.
President of America?
What did I say?
He said president.
He said president.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to say quarterback.
You are an idiot.
I meant to say quarterback. I said president?
Yeah, you said president.
But if you're the president, you just make yourself the quarterback.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You said contract. I was like, it's the president.
Yeah.
I know I tell you something. That's a good one right there.
God. All right, last
question. Well, imagine I said quarterback. That's very funny.
All right, you got me good. Final question. What stand-ups got you into comedy?
Who are your guys?
You know what's funny? I didn't like watch stand-up at all.
Oh, no.
Another one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know what? I remember watching Dane Cook.
Yeah?
I remember watching him. And I was like, this could be easy. I could do this.
Yeah.
And then I'm here with you fine gentlemen.
Dane Cook.
So, and then I watched Dice. The Garden special.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I watched it when I was like 19, and my brother, I went to Blockbuster Video with my brother, and then he was like, "Let's watch a movie." I think I was younger than that, like 15, and he goes, "I was like, I wanted to get a regular like movie," and he goes, "No, let's watch this," and I thought it was like recent.
Oh.
And it was like, I go, "This sucks," and it was 15 years like before.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I watched it, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of funny."
So Dane Cook and Dice. All right.
Yep.
Dice,
yep.
I don't know. Very Queen's choices.
Jeff, did you know this? I was talking to this woman. She's told me, she goes, Tim, I want you to give me 12 inches and make it hurt.
Yeah, huh?
So I fucked her twice, hit her in the head with a brick.
Yeah. That's a Dice joke. All right, let's see.
I don't remember that one, but all right.
That's a classic Dice Clay joke.
JFK.
Ole Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet. Do you know this?
I know.
Do you know it?
What was it?
Ole Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet.
You remember
her curds and whey.
Uh-huh.
Along came a spider, sat down beside her, and said, "Hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?"
Oh!
Jeff, you know.
Fine, one more, and then we're ready.
You know the old lady that lived in the shoe?
What? No.
Yeah, I fucked her.
It's a great one.
My favorite part of that joke is goes, "Yeah, I fucked her. I don't know." Yeah. Then he says, "I don't know" afterwards.
Humpty Dumpty was that on a wall. Humpty Dumpty fell. What was that? What
I don't remember that one. Dumpty.
Good Lord. All right. You're getting a 7.5.
All right. Scopo, plug your shit.
What's the highest you got? You ever gave?
There's Wilson got a 9.
A 9 to that Filipino boy?
Yeah, he had a bad time, though.
Who's this?
Laura Sogar got an 8 and it's 8.75.
Oh, she hasn't booked me. Fuck her.
Kunal got a
7.8. Why?
He's louder than you.
Tom Takar, 6.5.
I get that.
Let's see, Lizzie Cassidy an 8. You got a 7.5.
Carmen Legala.
I don't like it.
9.5.
Why'd she get a 9.5?
She hurt Sam's feelings.
Yeah. She hurt Sam's feelings, so we gave her some extra points.
What he? Oh, okay. Oh, I know. Yeah.
She
broke
the man's heart and laughed in his face about it. All right. But so, you get to do your plugs.
If you want to hire one, get Jill on the podcast. Mm-hmm. She'll fucking make fun of me.
Where can people find you?
At Chris Scopo on all social media platforms.
Do you have anything coming up, shows that you're plug?
I'll be doing 5 at Pavone's wedding.
Oh. Hey! Nice.
No, I'm not doing 5 at Pavone's wedding. Oh, no, I'm in Baltimore with Steph Tolev.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, and her fans like me.
Really?
Wow.
A couple DMs really? From the ladies.
You know what's interesting about this?
Hmm.
I'm in Baltimore this Friday. If you're listening to this, the Friday it comes out, I'll be in Baltimore letting Shane Torres headline for me.
Where are you going to be?
I don't know.
Wow.
Look it up at shaneisacomedian.com. And also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/toughquestions where you can get extra episodes. We have the debrief. You can ask Jeff or any of our guests a question. So please check that out at patreon.com/toughquestions.
And I'm always at New York Jeffrey. Goodbye.
Oh, and follow me at hot_comic69. Goodbye.